Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Kathleen Marple-Kalb, and here are today's top local stories. Mourning for Gabby Petito in her hometown today. A memorial visitation for the Long Island native set for this afternoon at Maloney's funeral home in Holbrook, open to the public from noon to 5. The service comes after vigils, including a Friday night candle lighting in Blue Point, where Ann McAward told 1010 Winds.
We live in such a small community, so when something like this happened, it's a real tragedy to all of us. And I didn't know her at all, but I knew her family, because if you know, this town is so tiny, you know everyone. And I just feel terrible for the family and everything. And it's so nice to see the community coming together for this.
Kate McGuire remembered her.
It's the softest, sweetest soul that you could ever imagine.
Today's service comes as the manhunt continues for Petito's fiance. The FBI has issued an arrest warrant for him.
Gabby went missing while on a cross-country road trip with Brian Laundrie.
Hi, we've just been fighting this morning. Some personal issues.
She appeared to be in distress during a Utah traffic stop last month that followed this 911 call.
We drove by and a gentleman was slapping the girl.
He was slapping her?
Yes, and then we stopped. They ran up and down the sidewalk. He proceeded to hit her, hopped in the car, and they drove off.
That's correspondent Michael George reporting. Petito's family has set up a foundation and is asking people to donate to that instead of sending flowers. Laundrie's Florida neighbors held a vigil last night, releasing butterflies in memory of Petito, and they also urged Laundrie to surrender. There's also word today that Dog the Bounty Hunter, reality star Dwayne Chapman, has joined the search for Laundrie. He was seen banging on the Laundrie family's Florida door yesterday, telling the Post he's already received hundreds of tips to his hotline. Many point to the Appalachian Trail, where Laundrie was known to camp for months at a time. Authorities are still searching a Florida nature preserve where Laundrie's parents said he was going when he was last seen. Major developments on vaccine mandates today. The requirement for city teachers to be vaccinated by Monday is on hold, a federal judge handing down that ruling in a case that was brought by a handful of teachers. Their lawyer is Louis Gilermino. He told 1010 Winds.
As of right now, the city, the mayor, the DOE is enjoined and blocked from enforcing the vaccine mandate on the teachers and the DOE members. They can all go to work Monday until which time the judges make their decision, whether that's Wednesday, Thursday, or whenever that is.
More with 1010 Winds' Carol Deoria.
We have a federal court ruling blocking the vaccine mandate in the schools, but that appeals court also said a three-judge panel will have to rule further on whether to continue to block the mandate and issue a restraining order or to let the mandate go forward. Earlier in the week, a state court did just the opposite and upheld the vaccine mandate. That, too, is being appealed. Meanwhile, the Department of Education is moving forward with its plan to only allow teachers who have been vaccinated to teach on Tuesday morning. Here's the mayor.
Well, the consequences were made really clear by the arbitration. In short order, they're not going to be getting a paycheck.
So we are awaiting further ruling in both those court cases. Carol Deoria, 1010 Winds News.
UFT says they hope the city and Department of Ed will take the opportunity of the rulings to come up with a real plan for dealing with expected staff vacancies. And then there's the New York State healthcare workers who have to have at least one dose by the end of the day tomorrow. Governor Hochul has announced a plan to replace thousands of workers who could be laid off, including bringing in the National Guard if necessary. She also plans to bring in staff from out of state or even out of the country and bring back retired workers. More trouble at the feast. Word of another arrest at the Feast of San Gennaro after a woman was charged in a brawl at a restaurant during the event. Police say 21-year-old Mingus Redis was charged with misdemeanor assault after he hit a 24-year-old woman at Mulberry and Grand Streets Friday night. Redis is the son of Walking Dead star Norman Redis and supermodel Helena Christensen. Redis, a runway model himself, told the Daily News the woman and her friend swarmed him and he accidentally hit the woman as he tried to protect himself. He was given a desk appearance ticket and released. Incident happened less than an hour after a brawl in a Mulberry Street restaurant in which a woman was arrested. Well, driving really is dangerous around here. New report says Suffolk County had the most motor vehicle fatalities in New York, followed by Queens and Nassau County. Authorities say the single biggest problem is speed. Police say they are continuing to crack down, even as traffic advocates call for changes to the roads. An NYPD detective reportedly accused of groping a woman during an arrest in Brooklyn. The Daily News quotes the NYPD and Brooklyn DA's office confirming that investigation. A lawyer for a woman being arrested on stalking and harassment charges in Bed-Stuy last month says the detective put his hands inside her underwear and touched her. The woman has filed formal complaints. The Civilian Complaint Review Board then brought in the Brooklyn DA's office. The lawyer wants the charges against the woman dropped. No comment so far from the NYPD. No hurricane this time, unless you count Cyndi Lauper.
Say loud enough so everyone in the world can hear.
Global Citizen live concert went off without a hitch on Central Park's Great Lawn yesterday, starting on a Sunday sunny afternoon and continuing right into the evening. A much different scene than the massive downpours that rained out the New York Homecoming concert last month. One of the artists from that earlier show made a surprise appearance to finish off last night's event, Paul Simon, closing out the concert with his classics. It was all part of a worldwide festival to benefit efforts to fight poverty, hunger, COVID, and more. Also at the event, the Duke and Duchess of Sussex, Prince Harry and Meghan Markle talked about inequity in COVID vaccines.
My wife and I believe that where you're born should not dictate your ability to survive.
They're calling on world leaders and pharmaceutical companies to treat access to the COVID-19 vaccine as basic human rights. Also today, the Post Page Six reporting the two have been secretly taping their New York visit for a reported Netflix documentary. The Sussexes have a production deal with the streaming service.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.